Complete change of mood here, and the next person that we're going to introduce is somebody that I think it's fair to say was a leader in this part of the country in terms of traditional folk song. Well, he was telling us at his lecture today, he did one of the workshops, that basically as far as he's concerned, what anybody sings, that's up to them and that's what's important, and it doesn't matter about labels and that kind of thing. He also got an award from us yesterday for his outstanding services to folk music in this part of the country over a long number of years. So I'd like to introduce you now to John Molden.
Somewhat. I'm not big enough for this. Anyway, we'll just wrap ourselves round it as usual. I can see nothing, but anyway, it's wonderful to be here. It's absolutely marvellous to have met so many people yesterday and today that I haven't seen in my 30 years of exile to Portrush. And the flavour of this concert, I suppose, is supposed to recapture the heady days of the late 60s and the early 70s in Belfast when we were all singing and playing fit to bust. Well, it certainly doesn't look like the Continental Rooms to me, and it doesn't look like the Anatomy Theatre, and I must say that it's much, much more than I am generally used to, in that I usually sing in small rooms to the three or four people that I can persuade to come and listen. But my songs are all unaccompanied. I'm here stuck on my own and alone with a bottle of water. So anyway... I want to tell you a story. This story, like both my songs, is about the water which is outside here, since this is the waterfront. In 1778, John Paul Jones, who was the American admiral, or the British called him a pirate, sailed into Belfast Lake, Belfast Loch, and was approached by a naval sloop called the Drake. And they engaged in battle, as a result of which the Drake was defeated and her lieutenant, a Mr. Dobbs, was killed. His memorial can be seen, a sea battle scene, in Lisburn Cathedral. But as a result of the fear that was put into the Belfast merchants of the time, they feared that this man and various American privateers at the time were going to capture their merchant ships, and consequently they decided to fit themselves out a private ship of war, which was called the Amazon. And the Amazon sailed twice from Belfast early in 1779 and later in 1779, under two captains. The second of those, a Captain Colville from Bangor, led the ship's company in a sea battle 500 miles off the shore of Portugal, which was reported in November 1779 in the Belfast Newsletter. And the song which I heard from Robert Cinnamon from Glenavy follows the course of that battle incredibly closely. Just a lesson to us that there is history in these things. There's more to the story that I'll fill you in on afterwards, but here's the song. On the 18th of November last, I very well mind the day, our gallant ship was launched, brave boys, from port to Ferry Bay, and placed on the stormy ocean where the raging billows roll. Our friends we left in grief to mourn all upon that Irish shore. Our ship she was rigged both fore and aft, and a gallant craft was she. Our flag was at the topmast, oh, before we put to sea. And our captain's name was Colville, and our ship the Amazon. And the most of our brave heroes was reared near Belfast town. Like lions bold, undaunted, we then put out to sea. We saw nothing seemed material until daybreak the next day, when around the hour of 4 o'clock, a Spanish schooner we spied. Stand to your arms now, brave boys, our gallant captain cried. Every man unto his quarters boldly did repair. Our guns they were in a readiness, and our decks they were all clear. We fought around 4 glasses till the schooner ran away. Well done, my boys, our captain cried, for we soon will make her stay. Now the Amazon pursued her, and the schooner she did run. The colors on her fading with the setting of the sun, and closely we pursued her until daybreak the next day, when the American, the brave privateer, she came bearing down our way. She hailed us in English, and she ordered us to stand, demanding king and country, and where did we belong? It was then that we made answer, and it was a quick reply. If you be our foes, we will let you know we're true-bred Irish boys. When she heard that we were Irish, she made a quick reply. She levelled up her cannon, and her colours she let fly, saying, strike or shift, you rascals, oh, strike and do it soon, for our vessels are superior, and the bottom is your doom. Then it's out of us spoke our captain bold, unto his men did say, don't you see how we're jammed, my boys, in between two fires this day? Now put her round, my pretty boys, and we'll try and gain the wind. But the American, the brave privateer, she would not give us time. It was 2-1 against us, and we thought we were lost. The American got her grappling hooks, and for us made a pass, until one of our brave heroes, by the fortune of a ball, he disfigured all her rigging, and down her mainmast fell. It was then that we won the fight, my boys, the American gave way, and we pursued the Spaniard, and we captured her that day, and we brought her to anchor in Portaferry Town, and we drank success to the Amazon and the boys of the County Down. Let us all go down together, boys, where the thundering cannons roar, where many's the brave hero lies weltering in his gore. That night up spoke our captain, boys, we'll make them mind the time. Neither Yankee, French, nor Spaniard can fight our Irish boys. The rest of the story is that on returning from that voyage, that fight was the only fight that the Amazon ever fought. Because after landing at Donaghadee, just to take off some of the sailors and take on some local men in order to work the ship round to Belfast, they were caught in a heavy gale on a lee shore off Ballyhome, and the ship was driven onto Ballyhome Beach with the loss of all men, including the captain. Captain Colville's grave can still be seen with a very ornate and decorated gravestone in Bangor Abbey, and there is a cannon standing outside Bangor Abbey, which is one of the Amazon's 6-pounders that was recovered from it. So that's really the end of that story.